Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Oh, I was warned about her love.
Welcome back to 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. That's Robert Cray bringing us back. My favorite blues man. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We have a great visit with our good friend Joe Knight. Joe is the co-author of Financial Intelligence for Entrepreneurs, co-owner and senior consultant at Business Literacy Institute. Is that the website, Joe?
Business-literacy.com.
It's business-literacy.com. So check it out. What will they find when they get there, Joe?
Oh, well, they're going to find a lot of things. But one of the most popular things on that site is a glossary of financial terms, the way I explain them and train them. There's some online training they can take in. And we also have a financial assessment test on that site.
Yeah, you mentioned that the last time.
Yeah, and so there's a lot of tools for those of you who want to get kind of bone up and understand more about finance. You get in a meeting with your banker or with someone financial, and they start throwing terms around. We pretty much have definitions on everything you're going to hear in that meeting. And so you can go and reference that, even in the meeting if you want, and get a definition of what some of the terms mean.
Right, right. Yeah, just put it up on your phone and have it in your lap when you're going through the meeting, right?
Right. We have people tell us they do that.
It's as a cheat sheet.
Literacy.com. Yeah, and it is a cheat sheet. That's what we're about. We're about helping businesses throughout the world, really, now to be better financially aware of what's going on.
Right, right. So check that out, folks.
Business-literacy.com.
Business-literacy.com. All right, Joe, we're talking about cash. We're talking about the problems with cash, the good, the bad, and the ugly of cash. We all know that small businesses don't have enough of it. For one thing, if we provide our customers with credit, you know, that I wrote an article one time, Joe, when I said if you make a sale to a business and give them credit, you didn't make a sale, you made a loan.
Yeah.
Right?
And that's very common for most of our small businesses. You know, Jim, the problem with this whole situation is that the small business has to be aware that getting that big contract might not be as great as it seems. When you get a contract with a big company that extends your receivables, they could put you out of business. And sometimes you get so excited about getting the job with the big company that you don't realize what kind of danger you're taking on. Now, these big companies, they have someone in finance who sits in an ivory tower that does the math. And I'll give you an example. I'm not afraid to do this. I work with GE quite a bit.
Mm-hmm.
And GE, in 2009, had a cash crisis, Jim. They literally ran out of cash. And so their way to handle that was to go from a 70 to 90-day cycle to 20. And that saved them billions of dollars. And instant cash they got by just not paying anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And so.
But then that sent all the rest of you scrambling to do the same thing to your vendors, or to run to the bank, or to go out of business.
Right. Right. And my problem with it, Jim, is it's bad business for GE because this is what happened.
Right.
As the supply chain will either go out of business, so they lose their supply chain, or two. And I've had to do this with one of my customers at Setpoint. Is we slowly raise the price, put them at the back of the list so they get bad service.
Yep.
We sometimes don't take contracts. And so there's this cost to raising and not paying small business 6 months to come through, and it can be devastating to a big company, and they can't measure that.
I did business with a global company, and they took 150, they took 5 months to pay me on average.
Yeah. Yeah, and so these big companies and they're doing things like this, they think they're benefiting themselves with that, but when they hurt their supply chain, when they damage businesses that they're partners with, the cost of that is not measurable.
But I'm going to tell you something else, Joe. I got to put a plug in here for the people who do it right. There are there. They're in the minority, but there are people. There are companies out there. They tend to be the smaller of corporate America. Still more probably closer to, they're either very close or not very far off from from being run by the founder or somebody who's, you know, who remembers. And I mean, I've got some companies I do business with that when we drop an invoice in the email, in an email, hit the button, almost go out, walk outside from our desk and look in the mailbox. I mean, they're so fast, it'll give you whiplash. And guess what? It's no surprise that their employees love working there, and they're continually register as the best companies to work for.
Right, and also they get good supply, they get good support,
yes,
and that kind of thing.
Are you kidding me? I break my back for these people.
Right, and so as a small business owner, the name of the company might not be as important as how they pay.
That's right.
And so when you're looking at a group of customers for your business, you the ones that pay faster are the ones you want to work with, because small business is always going to run into cash flow problems, and you need to make sure you know who you're dealing with and what the terms are and how if you get involved with some of these big companies that hold paying like many do now, you can find yourself missing payroll.
Right. Oh yeah. Listen, there were times when I had to talk to my banker because corporate America had floated me so long.
Yep, absolutely.
Most of us have. Hey Joe, when we come back, will you give us a little clinic on how to manage the relationship between these and AR days and AP days, accounts receivable days and accounts payable days, folks? I want you to listen to what Joe's. I know this is in the weeds financially, but I'm telling you, if you will learn how to do what Joe's going to teach you in the next segment, he's going to do it real quick. If you'll learn this, it could possibly save this company from ruin, if not this week, in the future. Quick break. Right back with Joe Knight. The website is business.com.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.